This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Well, I... Well...
Worst episode ever.
Well, Robert.
Yes, sir?
We
already told them where they can find us, so that's probably just
we've
it.
We've talked about the shitty weather and our shitty weeks that we have and why we need to drink every Thursday evening. I drank some shitty beer. We talked about shitty male enhancement pills, shitty things that we would have to do in order to avoid doing another thing. Talked about some shitty guy who went back in time and killed Lincoln.
No, we wouldn't have had the penny without this guy. Just think about it.
We wouldn't have. If it wasn't for the... I mean, Mr. Anderson is a hero.
Mr. Anderson.
I think they just still need to send him back to kill Squanto, though. Fuck Squanto. Motherfucker. This week on a special episode of the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We're going to talk about Rhino male enhancement pills.
We'll play a relaxing game of Would You Rather, and then finish up the episode with a crazy new story involving Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, and former FBI, now disgraced former FBI director, James Corney.
Nailed it!
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm
Ash Bishek, Shek Dev.
And you're listening to the Two Bobs episode 52 from Monday, February 12th, 2018.
Okay, you know, when I try to pronounce really long Ash Bishek, Shek Dev, yeah, I think I might have thrown a couple extra syllables in that one. But I mean, you know, I don't know all the names.
I was listening to that in the car, and I was just cracking up. I wrote that, and I wrote a couple other ones down. Like, if you saw our,
I think 80, I put it on Facebook. 87 consonants and three vowels. I swear to God. Ash Bishek, Shek Dev.
I was cracking up.
That's it.
But I pulled a couple things, and one was the audiogram that's been on Instagram this week, and I put it on Facebook too. And then I pulled that, and I pulled one other one. I didn't get them all down because I was driving, and I just remembered specific spots of when they came up and saved them. So there were a couple gems in there.
There always is. Every episode, I throw a couple in there for you. Every episode, you're welcome, Robert. So, long week. I feel like I'm a broken record every week.
Records being broken records.
Well, I mean, you know, luckily the stock market has just been on fire this week, so that's
made my job. You've been killing it.
Yeah, that's made my job super easy.
What have you been doing? Why are you tanking this for us?
I don't know. I bought something, and apparently it caused the whole stock market.
Well, did you buy low, I hope?
You buy high, sell low. Is that how that works? No, that's the emotional investor right there. Yeah. Emotional investing 101. Buy when everything's right. Great and then sell it when it all sucks. I bought it relatively low. So
okay.
Good news there. But anyway. I'll
check it out. Yeah. I like to watch that stuff just to see what happens and then realize that I probably should have put money in it. But then I realize that there's a lot of things I think that you and I do just because the other one did it. And some things just aren't going to work out.
Well, that's true.
But I did buy some Amazon stuff. I think both of us spent a little bit of money on Amazon. Melissa doesn't know yet, but she'll probably figure it out by the time this episode goes out.
Kelly saw the Echo Show. She's like, what the fuck? So, you know.
Did you set it up yet? Is that why you were late?
No, it's still in the... She wasn't happy, and I'm like, fine, I'll just return it. I'm like, if it bothers you, I'll just return it. It's fine.
You can't take it back to Whole Foods. They're not going to accept it.
I didn't buy it from Whole Foods. I bought it from... Amazon located at the Whole Foods. Anyways, moving on.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. And the team I was rooting for, which is not the Patriots, won. So
yes,
It was a good time.
I was
very, very happy, and I stood up and had my arms up in the air, and it's not even my team, but I was just excited. I think a lot of people were very, very happy the Patriots didn't win.
It was a good game, too. I mean,
great game.
You know, it was one of those up until kind of the very end. You didn't really know how the game was going to turn out, which is always good. I mean, the high-scoring game, I think, in Super Bowl history.
Yep.
Good game. But, you know, how's the weather down there?
Not as bad as you've got. The schools have been either closed. We had one day of closures because they thought it might rain and be cold at the same time.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we had two other days,
amateurs.
I think it was, that two other days where it was actually the same thing, but they figured it would probably be a little bit warmer, so they would just do a two-hour delay. So I went outside. I walked the dog. There was nothing anywhere. I didn't slip. I thought I'd hit some ice. Nothing. And we had a whole day of that. Even Melissa came down and was going to work from home, and she said, well, what's it like out there? I said, well, it's dry and it's cold. And the schools had already shut down just because they weren't sure. You know, they preemptively close it. So how about you? You got your shovel out yet?
Yeah, I do. And I already grabbed the ice scraper out of the truck, so I don't have to like open the door and let all the snow in just to get to my scraper. So I did that. And I got a whole weekend of snow planned. The schools are already closed for tomorrow, not because it's cold and raining, because it's just bullshit, but we're expecting, I think I've seen up to 10 inches tomorrow, depending on what source you're asking, up to 3 inches more on Saturday and up to 3 inches more on Sunday.
Wow.
So it's going to be one of those blow my brains out kind of weekends. So, you know, we'll see.
You're going to need your neighbor with a snowblower.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If I get a text message or an email in the morning that the office is opening late, I might just not ever go in tomorrow. So we'll see what happens.
Well, hopefully, because really trying to get around, and I'm sure it's better up there because you guys get more of it than it is down here, where things just kind of get chaotic. Because we're better than like Atlanta. We actually have facilities to be able to treat the roads and take care of them, but it's just chaos. People are not sure what to do. They treat it like it's, you know, an ice rink out there, and the roads could be completely clear, and they're still driving 20 miles below, and all these cars are zipping by them. There's the one guy that's got, you know, 6-8 inches of snow on top of his car, and he's driving with his hazards on, and snow is blowing off of it, and there's just idiots everywhere. So that's really the problem. I mean, for somebody who knows how to drive in the snow, it's just avoiding everybody else.
My problem is all the other cars slow down my commute. So, you know,
can't you just go over them?
I have my truck, four-wheel drive. It sticks to the ground real nice in the snow, but you have all these people with these rice burners that are just, you know, just slipping and sliding all over the road at 5 miles an hour on the expressway, just making it really hard for me to get to work. But anyway, enough of this. I'm already stressing out over just getting to work and then home tomorrow, because it's supposed to start at like 3 a.m. and just snow nonstop all the way till tomorrow evening. So anyway, before I get all bent out of shape, not that I'm already not, let's drink some beer.
Hey, bartender!
I'm up for it.
Fucking snow.
I've been sipping mine a little bit. Just trying to remember.
I have two. I don't like it that much, though. But anyway, I'm just gonna be a negative.
You're going to put it out there now?
I'm going to be a negative Nancy this entire episode. It's just going to be like me and Robert and Debbie Downer over here. Ash Bishek, Shek Dev. Ash Bishek Deshek Dev is... he probably should have been your co-host.
Yeah, he's a little bit ornery, but what's he drinking?
So this was a gift. My brother-in-law, not the lawyer, the firefighter, the other one. Okay, so my brother-in-law and sister-in-law got me some craft beer for my birthday. He asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I kind of half joking but half serious said beer. So that's what they got me. So what I have here is a big pink bottle with
a
voodoo doll on it. And some pretzels and raspberries and chocolate. And what I have here is from Rogue, which you had a Rogue last week. I forgot which one you had, but you had a Rogue. It's got to be back there somewhere.
hazelnut brown nectar.
Oh, there you go. So you had Rogue, which I think, if I remember correctly, you loved.
I did.
And I have this one here. And what this is Voodoo Donut, Pretzel, Raspberry, and Chocolate Ale. And it says, dedicated to the Trace and Cat Daddy, the Rogues of Voodoo Donuts. So this seems to be like a partnership with Voodoo Donuts, that they are making beer that tastes like donuts, or are supposed to anyways. They say the third time's a charm, and this time the collision of crazies created a pretzel, raspberry, and chocolate ale. Inspired by Voodoo Donuts, Voodoo Doll Donut. The voodoo people say the magic is in the hole. We think it's also in the bottle. Brewed using 14 ingredients, 2-row Munich C120, whatever the fuck that is. Chocolate, black? Black kiln. This has black in it. Kiln coffee and Rogue Farms Dare and Risk malts. Rogue Farms Rebel hops, pretzels, raspberry extract, chocolate, Pac-Man yeast, and free-range coastal water. It is 5.4% alcohol by volume, 31 IBUs, and it's the Voodoo Donut, pretzel, raspberry, and chocolate ale. I've had a couple sips of it. It's kind of just an okay beer. It has some strong flavors to it, but I don't know. Let me try it again. Maybe I like it more now.
I'm more concerned that it says it's got free-range coastal water in it. And I keep thinking, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you buy the antibiotic-free chicken, the free-range chicken, where it's the chicken's just been running around. But what exactly is free-range coastal water?
I mean, I don't even know. And which coast are they referring to? I don't know. Free-range?
The coast of Michigan.
They just let the water roam around free. You know, keep it in cages. So
it's happier that way.
It's very sweet. It's almost like too sweet for me. Like I feel like I'm drinking more of like a wine than a beer, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a dark beer. It's like a dark brown ale.
Yeah.
It's kind of no head to it whatsoever. It's kind of a thinner, not malty type of beer. It's all right. You know, it's a different flavor. So I don't hate it, but I won't buy it again. Especially because I have a whole fucking gigantic, larger than my head bottle I have to drink.
Well, I think and we talked about this a little bit before we got on, but I think the bottle is the best part. It's a really cool looking design, and the pink is definitely unique. But it's probably more of a dessert beer where it's like after dinner, you're having some cake or
a piece
of cheesecake or something. You're going to have it with that versus kind of during the show, you almost need a dinner beer, something that you're going to drink with food. So you need something that's a little bit like that. You don't really have anything sweet to kind of pair with it, which is probably where it's falling down for you.
I think I have some bean boozled beans I could eat with it. But yeah, I mean, it definitely is a dessert beer. It's not it's one of those, like, again, like you said, you have some cake, some pie, some pastries, something, and it's one of those you kind of crack open and share with friends just to have a glass. That'd be great with this. So
they've got this raspberry,
like you said, it's not really a hey, let's drink some beer, like hanging out with the guys, and you bring out this gigantic Pepto-Bismol colored
pink
bottle. But again, it's okay for what it is, which is a very sweet desserty beer. I do like the sweet flavor in beer, to a point, which is why I usually drink a lot. I drink a lot of the stouts and the porters that have those flavors to it or to them. But this is a little over the top for my taste. It's like it's like the Kool-Aid of beers.
Well, that's sweet.
What do you have? Hopefully you have better luck with your beer.
Well, I think I do, and I was a little bit disappointed. I've been saving this one only because it says it has coffee in it, and doing these on a Thursday night, it makes me a little bit nervous. So I built my own six-pack, and I've been kind of pushing it to the back just because of that, but now this is the only one that I've got left. I went to go log it in on Tapped, and I saw there's a little check mark next to it, so I've had it. But luckily, it's been a long time, and I haven't had it on the show, which I've been known to do in the past. So at least, let's see, 2013, 2014 was the last time I had it. So it's still, it's, I guess it's pretty new because I don't really remember it. But I've got an Aleworks Brewing Company coffee house, and it is a coffee house stout. It says seasonal selection, rich milk stout brewed with Guatemala Antigua coffee. So it's not quite as alcoholic as I thought it would be, 5.4%, so I can have a couple. But it says, this particular beer is known as Coffee House. It's a seasonally available milk stout brewed with a generous amount of Guatemala Antigua coffee. There's a noticeably sweet character, but we don't shy away from the coffee's bitter nature. It's the coffee drinker's coffee stout. It's, like I said, 5.4% alcohol by volume. Limited availability November through January. So that's about when I bought this. It was a little bit after Christmas. I'm going to give it another shot. And I do taste the coffee in it. And I do taste a little bit of the sweet. But I'm going to see if I can find anything else hiding in there.
They're really selling the coffee flavor of it. So I would expect a lot of coffee. Like a bitter kind of like a...
Yeah.
You know, kind of like a Starbucks type of just bitter type of coffee.
Yeah, like a almost like a cold brewed coffee. But it's got... It's black like coffee would be if you were drinking it without cream. It does have a little bit of the sweet to it. But yeah, pretty much all coffee. And I think the bitterness, I was kind of surprised that it said it was a stout. It's kind of pushing, and I don't see any IBUs on here. But it does have a bit, almost like an ale-type bitterness to it. But that's probably just all the coffee. And it says, pair with ice cream, brie, and creativity. So... I could see drinking this with ice cream, although it's not really a dessert beer like yours was. I think the ice cream would probably be smooth enough as long as you got the right flavor that this would pair well with it.
Something to drink in the morning before work.
Well, I didn't consider that, Rob. How dare you? I like it. I'm probably going to give it close to a 4. I don't know if it quite hits the 4. I do love coffee. I might change my mind as I get through it. I definitely would buy it again if I saw it because I do like that. So it probably doesn't quite hit the 4 because I don't know that I'd actively seek it out. But if I see it on a menu somewhere, I'll definitely try it.
Well, good. I gave mine a 3.25. So it's,
okay.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, mine's, I mean, it's not fair really to give this a 3.5 because I would drink it again. So maybe I'll push it up to 3.75. Not quite 4, where, again, like I'm buying it, but seeing it somewhere, I would recommend it, I guess, too.
Good. And I'm glad at least one of us got a beer that we would buy again. So good news there. But anyway, we are on Untappd, which I like to bring up every once in a while. And Untappd is UNTAPPD. It's a social network for beer drinkers. Think Facebook, only without everybody's pictures of their kids and political ads. And cats. Fake news. It's mostly just beers that people have drank, and it gives. You can go in, you can rate it, so you can find local beers in your area. A lot of cool stuff. You hear beer that we're talking about that sounds good. You can see if you have it in your area. Pretty cool. You can find me on Untappd at Phil Roberts 33, and Robert is also on Untappd.
I am. I'm available at Robert K 328.
You should just change it to Bob K.
I should. Bob K.
Bob K. hasn't been reading books to Harrison last couple nights.
Well, Bob's been falling down on the job.
I know. Which, if you haven't been listening, Bob K. is also, not only is he my co-host, but he is the name that my 4-year-old Harrison has given to a little Tyrannosaurus Rex hand puppet that sometimes reads him bedtime stories.
You know, I like the fact that I'm more famous in your house than I am in mine.
I feel like you probably are.
I'm an enigma. It's like a celebrity because you've never met them, and there's an aura around that person, and you're just dad.
That's true.
So they don't really care about you, but Bob K that they've seen on the little magic screen there, they think is probably pretty cool until they've been told otherwise. They learn otherwise.
Speaking of magic, this morning you mentioned that you're going to pick up some Rhino pills at 7-Eleven.
I
think my response was, I don't even know how to respond to this.
Well, I'm fascinated by this, and I've been thinking about it a lot. I was in 7-Eleven just buying random snacks that I like to eat throughout the day because I need to keep fed and otherwise I get a hangry and nobody needs to see that. So I'm buying my snacks, and right there at the front of the register are these pills. They're sold in ones, and I've seen the energy drinks and I've seen all these little 5-hour energies and all that shit that they sell there. That's just hocus pocus to me. Like it's all placebo. But right up there in front at the register, like where the scratch off cards are, is this display that has these one at a time pills. And it says Rhino 7, Rhino 25, Rhino Mega, and all kind of weird crap. And I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure out what it is. I have an idea, but I can't really believe that they're selling these right at the register of 7-Eleven. So of course I went
should be at a pharmacy.
It should be. I went and I actually Googled it, and I was right. They're selling these. I guess they're supposed to be herbal or whatever it is. These supplements right there at the register that are basically for male enhancement and control and increased this and increased that. And I don't know. I'm just fascinated by the fact that it's at 7-Eleven.
Well, let me give the ad for the Rhino pills, and this is for the Rhino 7.
You sell it to me because I didn't buy them, and maybe if you tell me enough about it, so I'll turn right back around after the show.
So this is according to the internet. I should say I have zero experience with these pills personally, but all right, so it is a male enhancement. But let me tell you something, Robert, with just one capsule as needed or every 7 days, you'll experience several things. One, better ejaculation control, maximizing the duration of everyone's pleasure. So that's a good thing, right? Also increased
volume.
Increased ejaculate volume for better, more intense orgasms.
Hey! You can hear it coming. It
sounds like somebody's being murdered, actually.
It's too loud.
They'll scream, help. Help me. I'm drowning in ejaculate. increased penile thickness. I mean, who doesn't need some of that? Yeah. Rock hard erections. On demand.
On demand.
Just so, boom.
Yep.
You pop that, snap, and then fling. Then you'd be pitch intense. Rock hard tense. Maximize sexual confidence. So you can go in to the situation, you know, feeling a little bit better about yourself,
and like a emotional support peacock. You can strut your stuff and not have to worry about
and
it.
And the last but not least,
this is the kicker:
no headaches. You'll never get a headache. Was there a fucking acetaminophen in or something like that? They're basically just Tylenol.
Again, it's fascinating, and not even reading all that until just now. It's 7-Eleven. Then looking at some of the ingredients, says what's in there, and some of these things I recognize: goji extract. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's a lot of the Chinese like herbal dengsen extract, arachidolites or arachidolates. So those are, I guess it's a pterodactyl kind of thing there. Cinnamon bark sounds good. I think my beer had a little bit of cinnamon bark in it. Licorice, which I do like my Twizzlers, although that's probably a black licorice. Ginseng, so you'll remember what happened. Rubus, and I think that's the guy from Harry Potter. I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff in there, but one thing too, it I don't know. I just for some reason, it just struck me that this thing's sitting there at the register, and I don't know if people are buying them, but I guess they do sell other things there. Like you're out on a date, and you got to run in and get kind of like a one-off thing there behind the counter. But I don't know.
So the same website that went over the benefits of taking this. Did you see the area that says my personal results?
I don't know that I want
After taking one capsule of Rhino 7, I can confirm that it definitely seems to contain an ingredient like sildenafil, which is the active ingredient in Viagra. Within 10 to 15 minutes of taking it, this person could feel a lot hornier. And within 30 minutes, he had a fully sustained erection without any stimulation. Also, I'm gonna spare everyone some of the details, but it does say one thing that he would say was he was rock hard for like 3 days, which was actually almost kind of annoying. So,
well, I can imagine, and it looks like that ingredient that they have in there is actually in Viagra, so. Yeah. It's not done with a prescription, but they've been evidently putting this stuff in there. And again, it's at 7-Eleven.
It also says he grew bitch tits.
I don't know what they are, but I'm not going to Google it.
Oh, man.
I did see one video because I, you know, as I started clicking around more, the guy was talking about how... he said, sometimes you go out partying, you have too much to drink, and you're having difficult times. Or he mentioned if you're taking any recreational drugs, and he did one of those things. Well, you know, I have friends that do that. Not that I ever would, but I have been known to smoke dope, do meth, and all this other stuff. Like, well,
the guy has purple.
I have friends that do.
The guy has like blue. He's like
green,
aquamarine colored hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was snorting coke while he was doing this. That's what happened.
that's why he needed the rhino.
Some marijuana cigarettes while I was taking this.
I don't know. Maybe it's stupid to be that, but I find things every now and then and that I don't know. I can't seem to stop thinking about it, and this happened to be one of them. So now I don't know.
This is
not something I would try.
This is much. Yeah, this is as much bullshit as probably one of our crazy news stories this week.
We'll get to that part. But that's the other thing too. That I'm wondering is one. How do you know? I mean, if it's, I don't know. I'm sure it's not FDA regulated, or I mean, I know they're allowed to sell it, maybe because it is just witchcraft. But people put anything inside their bodies to do this weird stuff. I don't know. Maybe they're doing it while they're buying cigarettes.
I don't know. You ever heard of foreplay? I guess I don't know. Like, sometimes you just got to work for that stuff, right? Or if you're having an issue, go to a doctor. Don't go to 7-Eleven. I need three of these.
Bishak, Shek Dev.
Yeah, Asher Bishak, Shek Dev.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's right. You got any more in the back?
You got any more of these? I need a whole box as it's needed. Just, I want to be rock hard for 3 days.
Know. Maybe it's stupid. If anybody's tried it, or they know of people that have tried it, I mean, let us know. Am I being stupid? Probably. Feel free to tell me. But one thing that you're I think stupid. Might be fun. Well, that too. I knew it going in, but at the same time, I was just still, I don't know. I was obsessed with it. But now I'm done, now that we've had a chance to talk through it. But what I'm not done is, one of the things I think at one point we were doing, and we've done it a little bit on the show here, and you actually found a nice quiz that we can follow through. But it's called the toughest game of would you rather you will ever play. And you sent me this and I didn't really look at it. I looked at the first one. I thought, okay, that's good. Second one. And then I stopped because I didn't want to think about any of these answers ahead of time.
I very much perused it. So I really don't.
Okay.
I couldn't name one of them. But so would you rather is basically just in case somebody, you know, who's listening doesn't have the brain to figure out that it's basically asking you, would you rather do this or this? So yeah, it's kind of like you have to go into it pretending somebody has a gun to your head and you have to do one thing or the other and you have to pick why. And I thought it'd be fun to not only do that, but also talk about the reasoning behind it. As we do in the two Bobs, for everybody's delight, we're going to make ourselves sound like assholes. So
the reasoning behind why we chose that particular option?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, all right. You know, it's what is the answer and why? You have to justify it, I think.
Okay.
So
now I'm not just going to be allowed to say whatever and move on.
No. What the fuck fun is that? So anyways, so number one.
All right.
So the first one is, would you rather be forced to wear wet socks for the rest of your life or be allowed to wash your hair only once a year?
Looking at the two of us, it's pretty obvious.
I don't ever wash my hair because I don't have any hair. So it is an easy answer. But so I would go with that one. But I got to tell you, even if I had hair, I'd still, if I had to wear wet socks for the rest of my life, God, this is one of the most uncomfortable. I don't like things other than dry socks touching my feet. So
yeah, especially if you got to put them in shoes. Even if you're just walking around, it's not that it's not that good. But clicking on the answers, I chose the same thing. Yeah. Would you be allowed to wash your hair? And 59% of people said they would rather be forced to wear wet socks, and 41% said they would be okay with being allowed to wash your hair only once a year.
Fair enough.
We're in the minority there.
Well, we're bald.
The next one is, would you rather have a finger as a tongue or have tongues as fingers?
Oh, man. So have a finger as a tongue. So I basically open my mouth and a finger would
be in there.
Or have tongues as fingers. I'd have to go having a finger as a tongue. Only because I can close my mouth and, you know, I can make that pretty inconspicuous.
Yeah. But
having tongues as fingers, first off, it would be really difficult to just handle things on a day-to-day basis. But
not to mention changing a diaper becomes a lot more dangerous.
Would these tongue fingers,
not my own though,
would they be able to taste things as I was touching it? Because that's disgusting.
I would think so.
No, absolutely not. But
now I'm drinking my beer, and can I taste my beer with my finger?
I'd rather not be able to taste the things on in my mouth probably than to have to taste everything that my hand touches. And it would look disgusting because tongues are fucking gross, right?
Better than having a finger in there. But I'll say finger is a tongue too. I'm afraid to touch stuff and have to taste everything that's been touched.
And by the way, 70% would agree with us. They'd rather have a finger as a tongue.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, next is...
That's a tough one.
Oh, would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use someone else's toothbrush? Robert?
I'm thinking the toothbrush.
Oh, man.
Although it's really close. I just think that, you know, dirty bits from underwear are a little bit dirtier than somebody's mouth, probably.
Oh, this is tough for me. Because, okay, so, yeah, dirty bits touching my bits is pretty disgusting. But
yeah.
I'm so...
Scabies and stuff.
I'm so particular about...
Fleas.
I'm so particular about my teeth and my mouth, though. Like, I feel like... Oh, man. Because you don't know
where... But it's a cleansing thing. It's like your bath towels. The only time you ever use them is when you're clean. You don't need to wash them.
But you need... No, because you...
Your toothbrush is clean.
No, it's not.
Unless you used it to...
You touch your...
It is.
Touch your toothbrush to your dirty...
With soap.
Fucking
with tooth
teeth.
Soap.
No. I would have to say I would rather wear somebody else's dirty underwear. I can take a shower and get rid of that. I can't as easily take the whatever shit is built up on somebody else's toothbrush and get it out of my mouth. Well, it's already in my system. I've ingested... whatever is on that toothbrush. So I'm going to go dirty underwear. What did you go with?
I picked the toothbrush.
That's right.
The only obvious answer. And 69% of the people agree with me.
Oh, man. Again, I hate both, but I could have just as easily gone with the toothbrush. But at the end of the day, I'll put somebody else's underwear on and take a shower and be done with it.
It's like you don't even know me. Would you rather shit bricks or puke slugs?
Oh, Jesus.
This one's pretty easy.
I'd rather puke slugs.
Yeah. I mean, throwing up is nasty enough. It's not like you can throw anything up and be like, wow, I'm glad it was that.
Not to mention, shitting out a brick has got to be a pretty painful experience, right?
It's painful. Like if you puke a slug or you puke a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing. You're not going, wow, I think that was raspberry. No, that's puke.
That puke was delicious.
That's right.
I'm glad I ate that pizza and then puked it up.
That tastes like Uncle Ralph's toothbrush.
Oh, man. And by the way, 68% of people would rather puke slugs as well. The other 32% are just fucked in the head.
Those are the people that are out there taking their hardcore drugs and chewing on rhino pills.
All right, here's the next one. Would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or shit yourself in private daily? And is that Al Roker saying I poop my pants?
That is, because he did.
So I'm going to let you go first.
Do you know about that?
No, I don't know.
Google that. Al Roker Shart.
Oh, God. I like Al Roker. Okay. Like, I feel like I don't want to know about that, but...
It was after he had his surgery. He was there, and he thought he was passing gas, and he's doing the weather, and he let it go.
So what's your answer?
I would go with the owl there. I would go with shit myself in private daily. As long as, like, you know, I can change, and I can go switch over to things, put my wet socks back on, I'll say, and it's in private. It's not like you're walking down the street or standing there in line at the Walmart, and you're going to pee your pants.
Yeah, I'd have to go along with that, too. I'd say I'd rather shit my... self on in private daily. I mean, it's still disgusting, and Kelly would leave me, right? Like, she would.
Well, it's in private. She's not gonna know. I mean,
she wouldn't stick around for that, though. Well, she would know, because she'd be like, hey Rob, why is there shit covered clothes all over the basement by the laundry tub? Like, she
by your podcast studio.
What do you got a bag of shit? Where's all your pants? I shit them all, and so I throw them away when I'm done. Like, yeah, I still do that, but at least it's in private. I can keep that out of the public eye. And
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, 65% would agree with Al Roker.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Obvious. Yeah. Would you rather always have to tell the truth or always lie?
This is a difficult one, too, because
here it goes.
Notice always. You always have to tell the truth, including, like those you're at work. It's one of those things where, you know, like, maybe you have somebody, you don't have a great opinion of them, and you have to tell the truth in certain circumstances. Like, there's times every day, whether we realize it or not, there's times that we lie. And it's because we want to, it's always, you know, it's small things. It's things we just don't want to piss people off. We want to, you know, I don't know. Like, somebody said, you want to go out this weekend? No, I don't want to go out this weekend. Like, I mean, it's.
Well, I encounter this every day. Robert, it's good to see you.
Exactly. You too. I mean, you know. Anyway, but always lying.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to pick one, I'd probably go with always tell the truth, because always lying is just that's a really bad thing. How about you?
Yep, 81% agree with both of us. Always having to tell the truth is preferable. To the 19% that said they would always lie. They probably already do anyway.
Yeah, they're probably lying about that answer.
I know a few people like that. And this next one is freaking easy. I'm ringing in.
I've already answered it. Would you rather never have internet access again, or never be able to take an airplane anywhere again?
You are fake news.
I'd rather never be able to take an airplane anywhere again, right? I mean.
Yeah. No, that's what I was reading it backwards. Yeah, 77% of the people said the same thing. They would rather never be able to take an airplane than give up the internet.
Yeah, because
I can look at pictures of all those places.
We don't even have a podcast. No, you know what? I'd drive and take a boat. I don't care. I'd take a train. I'd figure it out. Huh, Jesus. That's a good one.
Would you rather? Oh, is this yours?
No, I said the last one, right? I don't care.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Would you rather have your body found in a pile of sex toys, or have everyone you know see your browsing history?
Depends how long since I deleted the history. Everything?
My history is pretty safe. Like, I don't know that it really matters. I mean, if they find my body, I'm dead. I'm not going to have any repercussions from it, but my browsing history is fine.
I would say
so. Yes, Apple sites, it's gadget stuff. It's
so you never look at porn, you know, ever.
No, I'm not looking at porn.
Oh, good for you.
Only my work computer, right? So that, as long as they look at my home computer. Well, no, I don't do that. I don't even really, even at work, I don't even look at stuff, because you just never know who's going to see. I mean, now and then I look at, like, Google News to see what Trump did stupid today, but that's pretty much it. I don't look at Facebook and any of that shit.
No, I would say I would rather have everyone see my browsing history, for sure.
Yeah.
Because
that's fine.
A pile of sex toys is just, that's fucked up.
Like, even they got to make stuff up. They don't even know.
Even if there is, like, you know, somebody they're going through and there's, you know, some porn here and there or something like that. It's like, okay, well, that's normal for a guy, I would say. But to be caught, to be found in a pile of sex toys, that's just fucked up. So,
and you can't answer for yourself.
You can't. There's no getting over that, right? Would you rather be in a real life version of American Horror Story or be in a real life version of The Walking Dead?
Well, 64% of the people said they'd give up their browsing history.
Oh yeah, we didn't go through that, did we?
So that's fine.
Yeah,
and I cleared it.
Yeah, so good. So,
all right, American Horror Story or The Walking Dead? Probably The Walking Dead. I think you probably have a better chance. The American Horror Story is a little bit creepier, I think. Although,
man.
I don't know. That clown dude was crazy.
So, well, yeah. So, American Horror Story is, like, a lot of people die. Most of them are in gruesome ways. But Walking Dead is an actual zombie apocalypse. That's rough. I'd have to go American Horror Story, because at least if I'm going to go out, it's going to be super quick. And I, you know, I have somewhat of a normal life, hopefully up to that point, where Walking Dead, I mean, God, they've just been fucking dodging zombies for years. So I'm going
to. Well, yeah, the American Horror Story, you could die in a big pile of sex toys and nobody would know.
That's true. It'd be normal in that show as well. But yeah. But,
well, maybe, I mean, at least in The Walking Dead, you kind of. That becomes the new norm, whereas American Horror Story, you don't know what's going to happen. You can't really, I guess maybe you can prevent it.
I don't know.
It's the element of surprise I'm not really that much of a fan of. That's where I'm getting stuck.
Well, I suppose, but at least I don't have to dodge zombies and stuff like that. But
66% of the people.
66% would rather be in a real life version of The Walking Dead. And I would say this is, you know, although I answered American Horror Story thinking realistically here, I do have zombie apocalypse dreams every once in a while, as we've talked about on the show.
Oh, yeah, we have.
And I rather enjoy them. So, but
you're better prepared.
I'm just being realistic here.
Would you rather only be able to whisper everything or only be able to shout everything?
I would rather only be able to shout everything, just because that would be funny. That'd be funnier.
Well, I'm stuck here because I do have to shout everything because nobody listens to me.
I feel like I already do anyway, so it's...
Yeah, it is kind of like that.
I've been told I'm told to shut the fuck up all the time because my voice carries and I'm loud.
That's how my daughter is. Her voice is only, she's only got levels 9 and 10. She doesn't really have
nothing in between.
The 8 and below. No. Nice. No, all the time. She's very animated, but that's what makes her. So I would probably, I guess if everybody's shouting, you'd never be able to hear anything.
That's true.
That's a tough one.
You got to pick one.
I'm going to pick whisper.
All right. And actually 82% of people agree with you. They'd rather be able to whisper everything. That's stupid. Would you rather run your tongue down New York City sidewalk?
I was still talking.
Or what? Stop whispering.
I was still talking. Would you rather run your
Would you rather run your tongue down a New York City sidewalk or press your tongue into a stranger's
that's Barack Obama, by the way.
A stranger's nostril. It does look like him a little bit.
I'd press my tongue into a stranger's nostril. Sure. You know how long a New York City sidewalk is.
I mean, even if it was a couple feet, it's a New York City sidewalk. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of the stuff you would find in a stranger's nostril is already on the sidewalk there anyway. So I'd have to go
You're not gonna find the poop from somebody's, you know, old food and gum, pee.
Yeah.
All that stuff
in New York. All the bodily fluids.
No. Yeah, they're right there on the ground. 63% of the people agree.
Good.
The stranger's nostril.
Stranger's nostril is better than a New York City sidewalk.
Yeah. Would you rather find true love or win the lottery?
Win the lottery. I mean,
yeah, I'll say win the lottery. God damn it.
I feel like I could just buy true love then, right?
Yeah, you can find like you can still find love, whether it's true or not, after once you're rich, You can get whatever you want.
Would you rather?
In 20-minute increments, too.
for a nominal fee.
with my rhino pills.
Take a rhino pill. Go for 3 days. Would you rather fight off a dog-sized cockroach or a horse-sized rat?
Well, by the way, 63% of the people would rather not take the money. They would rather find
truth. Didn't we already say that?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
No, fucking answer my question. Would you rather fight off a dog-sized cockroach or a horse-sized rat?
Ew. That's gross.
Yep.
I mean, the dog-sized cockroach does have a little bit more pleasing picture to it than the horse-sized rat.
Yeah, but it's like a chick in lingerie. Just
why is she in her getting, underwear?
Like,
it's a creep show.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I've switched back to a Duclaw for Pete's sake.
Good for you.
A couple weeks.
Well, I have this gigantic bottle of this fucking beer, so I'm just like, yeah, I'm sipping on it at this point.
Peanut butter chocolate porter.
That does sound good. Answer the question, Robert.
Horse-sized rat. I can deal more with an animal than a bug.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm weighing in. My final
that's pretty
answer.
Fucking big. But and by the,
they're both disgusting. Oh,
more people would rather fight off a dog-sized cockroach. 67% chose the cockroach.
Well, it is smaller, too. Maybe if you think about it, than a horse-sized rat versus a dog-sized cockroach. But that's pretty gross. I've seen those big hissing cockroaches from the Philippines that are the size of your hand. That shit is nasty.
Oh, this next one is a just...
Oh, no.
It's a clear winner for me.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. Would you rather immerse yourself in a bathtub of spiders?
Oh, God.
Or
no. Sorry. Go ahead.
And they crawl in places they shouldn't be, or a bathtub of tobacco spit.
Tobacco spit. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care how disgusting tobacco spit is. And it's pretty fucking disgusting. It's not spiders, it though. Fuck spiders.
It's, yeah, it's an inanimate. It's not,
I don't like,
gonna, it's not going to eat you. It's not going to bite you. It's not going to sting you.
Even if it
it's
is.
Not going to crawl places it shouldn't go.
Even if it's super friendly, non-biting, non-dangerous spiders, it's still, I don't like spider. One spider near me, let alone being like, covered in them. So, and by the way, an overwhelming majority agreed with us that they'd rather be immersed in a bathtub of tobacco spit. Fuck the spiders. 14% of people would rather have spiders surrounding all their crevices. That's disgusting. There. Would you rather receive a lifetime supply of meals from your favorite restaurant or receive a lifetime of free gasoline?
Well,
see,
if the food was any different in the picture, I would probably pick the gasoline.
But well,
that's an In-N-Out burger with some chili cheese drizzle, something or other, French fries, and that's my go-to meal there.
And you got to think too. What's your favorite restaurant? If your favorite restaurant is White Castle, well then, shit, go with the gas because you're gonna come out ahead. You can get a shit ton of sliders. No pun intended there. For the price,
yeah, and you'll
of
get
gasoline.
Tired of it even.
But if your favorite restaurant is, you know, In-N-Out, which isn't the cheapest place or, you know, a nicer place, and
even then, could you eat it every day?
Yes.
Well, I guess you could. Yeah, once
I could
a
eat
week.
Pizza every day.
Well, that's true.
And I could eat more pizza. I could eat more dollars of pizza than use dollars of gas in my car if I really had to. So I'd have to go with the meals.
Yeah, me too. Just because I'm hungry.
And by the way, we are not part of the majority on that one.
But it's close.
40, it's close. This was closer than most. 44% of people would agree with us that they'd rather receive a lifetime supply of meals from their favorite restaurant. 56% said gasoline. That's okay, though. We still love you. Let's see.
We're getting to the end here.
Yeah, we got two more here. Two more. Would you rather have a photographic memory or be able to totally forget anything you want?
Forget anything that you want.
Is that your answer or are you just thinking out loud?
Yep.
I would rather have a photographic memory.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like, I feel like the things that are unpleasant, and I'm not trying to get all philosophical here, but the negative things, the things that we think are unpleasant still shape who we are. So if we're getting rid of only the things that we want to get rid of, I feel like we kind of like turn into like a shell of a person. Like we just, anything negative, because I think naturally if there's something that's unpleasant, we want to get rid of it. And those unpleasant memories still make us who we are. So I'd have to go with photographic memory because
yeah,
I mean, that's pretty cool. And by the way, 78% of people agree with me that having a photographic memory is better than being able to forget anything that you want.
Well, that's probably true, because I think you would be able to, you would be more inclined to remember all the good things versus the bad things that you're trying to forget. So hopefully in your life, you'd have more of those good things to remember than the bad ones. So yeah, you're right there. I'll concede this time.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree.
But I'm going to edit that. I'm going to edit that out.
The conceding part. Nice.
I don't want to give up the facade there.
Last one.
This last one, easy. Well, damn it. Yeah, easy.
Is it for you? It's easy? Man,
Yeah. Easy like a Sunday morning. Would you rather give up your five favorite foods forever or give up sex forever?
So, God, that's hard. Because pizza would be never eating pizza again.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with it. I'm not a picky eater. I can like lots of different foods. There are more than five types of foods that I find to be absolutely delicious and could eat a lot of. You can't replace sex, though.
No.
I mean, you can, but it's not nearly as fun. I've tried. So no. I would have to say I'd rather give up my five favorite foods.
Yeah. Now what would those five be? Or even the top three?
Oh, pizza.
Pizza, yeah, guaranteed.
Sushi. Huh, okay. I do love sushi. Burritos from Chipotle.
You started to say tacos.
Sandwiches.
There,
so. I do like tacos. Tacos, burritos, like Mexican. Mexican cuisines.
Yeah, it's his favorite food. So I don't know that you really got to wipe out an entire genre of food there, like all Mexican.
Well, I mean, I suppose not.
You could take rid of the, you could get rid of the Chipotle. Yeah, because you can't say, I got to give up Italian. Now all of a sudden you can't have.
That would suck.
All that shit. That's pizza and spaghetti at the same time.
This beer might be on there.
And cannoli.
Oh, man, there's so many.
Yeah, my cheese burgers. Cake.
Burgers. I had a burger.
Yeah, cheese. Yeah. See, there's so many things. Yeah, if you got to give up burgers, you still got the cheesesteak. If pizza doesn't quite, if maybe pizza's number six, you still have that. So yeah, I mean that's easy. Let's see what everybody else. 72% agreed. Give up your five favorite foods forever. I'm surprised at 28% though.
Man, so 28% of people are fucking lame and can't get any.
They've already given it up.
There are a lot of 40-year-old versions that answer that question. Oh, man. So, all right. Well, that was a lot of fun.
Maybe that was fun. If you have any that you agree with us or don't agree with us.
That's it.
That's a good one. We do have all the social things. Where can they find us?
They can find us at www.thetwobobs.com, which has all of our social things. It links to us and links to all the things on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And you can also call us too.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, we do. It's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. Now we like people to listen to our show, but there's also other shows that are out there. And are you a big movie fan?
Yes. I like the cinematic adventures.
No problem. Now, one of the shows that's a friend of the Two Bob show is Hey Down in Front. And they've got a podcast out there, too. So if you're looking to add any shows to your lineup, definitely check them out. And here's a little bit about them.
Hey, everyone. Blaze and Will here from Hey Down in Front Podcast.
Join us every Tuesday as we provide the movie commentary that you never asked for. Who's throwing a party?
That's going to be terrible.
We go over our weekly entertainment-based adventures.
God, if you're listening, hell!
Then we dig in and tear apart the movies everyone loves.
Oh, I had my mouth open, you f***ing animal!
Check us out on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher.
I had to rewind myself.
I know! All right, thanks for mansplaining that to me, ladies.
And give us a follow on Instagram at heydowninfront_podcast and Twitter at @HDIF_podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, okay, Blaze.
So don't forget to check out our friends and how about some crazy news?
I do like crazy news.
Who doesn't? This week it takes us to your hometown, Robert.
It does, here in Washington, D.C.
So much history happened in Washington, D.C., right down the street from you.
It continues to happen.
A straight hour and 45 minutes shot down the HOV lane?
No, not even. I can get to D.C. in less than an hour.
Oh, wow. Me too.
Now, if there's a lot of traffic, then yeah, it's going to be an hour and 45. Oh, yeah. But if I go on a weekend, I can get there in less than an hour. Driving straight.
I've never been to D.C.,
Oh, you gotta come. Being an elderly listener,
I don't
she
want
likes the history. I know she lived through most of the history, but I think she'd enjoy a nice trip. But yeah, maybe you come separately and send her a couple pictures.
Elderly listener actually remembers the Lincoln assassination.
Evidently, we do have a man here that does remember it as well, and it's here out of Virginia. 71-year-old Leroy Timothy Anderson claims he worked for 35 years as a time-traveling assassin for a secret governmental agency and said he has killed people in various times, going from 1678 to 2239. So he's already killed people ahead of us. But yeah, he claims he was guilty of killing more than 30 people, including our esteemed 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
The elderly man declared that his actions were all legitimate and ordered by the government. So he was a government-hired time-traveling assassin. But so he fears, though, that his former employers might want to eliminate him because he knows too much. He claims that he was part of a program called the Kronos Project, which was designed, coordinated, and executed by the United States Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, and the United States Special Operations Forces under the supervision of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, also known as DARPA. I'm pretty sure Russia was also involved. He might have also been able to transform himself into a smoke monster.
The ultimate secret program would have orchestrated more than 1,200 assassinations, spreading out over almost all of human history, including many famous characters like Martin Luther King Jr., Julius Caesar, or Mahatma Gandhi. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on Good Friday, April 14th, 1865, while attending the play Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., as the American Civil War was drawing to a close. The assassination is generally believed to have been planned and carried out by the well-known stage actor John Wilkes Booth, who was evidently framed as part of a larger conspiracy in a bid to revive the Confederate cause. Mr. Booth was shot and killed by Union soldiers while hiding in a farm in Virginia. Only days after the crime, 8 other conspirators or suspects were tried and convicted, and 4 were hanged shortly after.
So, and by the way, FBI Director James Corney, as it says here, his story was clearly one of the his story was clearly one of the most fascinating that I've ever heard, said FBI Director James Corney. Mr. Anderson not only claims to have killed President Lincoln, but also 32 others, including at least 12, are not even born yet. I know that conspiracy.
You are fake news.
I know that conspiracy theorists will accuse us of covering up Lincoln's murder and stuff like that, but the FBI isn't going to open an investigation. I don't think this man killed anyone. I think he just lost contact with reality.
Well, I agree with Mr. Corney. I think this guy's
FBI Director James Corney. But at the same time, this could be being covered up by the Trump administration, because Trump has said several times that former FBI Director James Comey doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's crazy.
Wrong.
So I think what this is I think this is... I think this
it's all a ploy. It's a ruse.
It is. It's a ploy. It's a ruse. It's a ruse to cover up the fact that John Wilkes Booth was an innocent man who was killed unjustly, and that this man right here, Mr. Leroy Timothy Anderson, killed him as part of a government conspiracy in which he traveled to different areas of time, including areas in the future, and killed people that aren't even born yet.
That's pretty crazy.
My question is this, though. If he traveled into the future and killed people who aren't born yet, how did the government know to send him to kill somebody who wasn't born yet?
Well, because people traveled back.
The government also has time machines, probably. And they probably went into the future and figured out who needed to be offed.
They went back in time, just like if you, again, going back to that Stephen King book, 11/22/63, you got to travel back and forth and try to fix stuff.
Man,
it's just how it works. You know what, Rob? Time travel is not, it's not easy to figure out, but that's how it works. I know for a fact.
You know what they should have done?
What?
Sent this guy back to the 1400s to kill fucking Squanto.
Squanto deserved this.
Fuck Squanto.
Columbus would still be alive if
Squanto
He'd
still be hanging out at Plymouth Rock.
Chilling. Drinking some Aleworks coffee beer.
with all the Native American friends that he made.
Oh, man.
Because he didn't have to kill them and take their land.
Well, Mr. Anderson, if you're out there listening to this, go back, take care of Squanto. Free Christopher Columbus. Please.
Man, you know what? One thing that I can say about the two Bobs is we say the things that we talk about the news nobody else wants to talk about. Nobody else. You go on
nobody
CNN
else has heard of it.
Or Fox and Friends or MSNBC. Nobody is talking about this guy from Virginia that turned himself into FBI headquarters because of the fact that he was the one who actually killed Lincoln, as well as more than 30 other people, including some who aren't born yet. And just if you want to,
he's a hero.
If you want to read about this, you can go to worldnewsdailyreport.com. I believe this is the same source that broke the story about the lady training her cats to steal things from her neighbors. And you can read about this. You know what else you can read about? You can read about the teen who's trying to turn her vampire bats into vampire bats, dies after being bitten by a rabies-infected bat.
It's a teen trying to turn into a vampire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Teen trying to turn into vampire dies. That makes more sense. So you can read about the teen trying to turn into a vampire who dies after being bitten by a rabies-infected bat.
Now, this one I could see happening. Old lady shoots husband for stepping on a floor she just mopped.
Oh, I wouldn't blame her. Also, ISIS retracts endorsement of jihadists who blew himself up while masturbating to the Quran. Another
man transported to hospital after getting squirrel stuck in his rectum.
Man emasculated after trying to use air compressor to enlarge his penis.
Hunter claims he was assaulted by a Sasquatch.
Going to Singapore, a man is executed for smuggling 10 kilos of chewing gum in his anal cavity.
Members of a midget crime gang suspected of 55 break-ins.
A baby is transported to hospital after inserting a baby.
A reverse labor there. Tornado carries mobile home 130 miles. Family inside unharmed.
Woman arrested for training squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend. I could keep going. How about this one? DNA tests prove retired postman has over 1,300 illegitimate children.
Neither rain nor sleet nor snow.
But most importantly, death row inmate eats an entire Bible as his last meal.
While getting that face tattoo. Well, Mr. Corny, go ahead and get old Leroy Anderson out of jail. He doesn't deserve it. He's done everything he has for our country, and he's a hero. And I think a random Thursday off would be a good way to honor his sacrifice.
Good old director James Corny. Well, I... Well,
worst episode ever.
Well, Robert.
Yes, sir. We already told them where they can find us, so that's yeah, probably just
we've
it.
We've talked about the shitty weather and our shitty weeks that we have and why we need to drink every Thursday evening. I drank some shitty beer. We talked about shitty male enhancement pills. Shitty things that we would have to do in order to avoid doing another thing. Talked about some shitty guy who went back in time and killed Lincoln.
No, we wouldn't have had the penny without this guy. Just think about it.
We wouldn't have. If it wasn't for the... I mean, Mr. Anderson is a hero.
Mr. Anderson.
I think they just still need to send him back to kill Squanto, though. Fuck Squanto. Motherfucker. Well, that's it for the Two Bobs this week.
That's episode 52. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.